The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. Sorry to those of you who were enjoying your episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. This is Yours Truly, Becky, with the KTQA Daily Briefing. I bring you the Daily Briefing Monday through Friday in the 3 o'clock hour. It is your place to get your state-level and local resources and updates regarding COVID-19 and other things that we may be doing remotely, which is, I guess, habit by now. It is 23 minutes past 3 o'clock on this Friday, February 5th. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. And lots of COVID data displays are available online at doh.wa.gov. That's the Department of Health. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources and referral services statewide, and dialing 311 will connect you to the City of Tacoma. The state's coronavirus hotline is 1-800-525-0127. You can also text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211. And if you go online to wa211.org, it will link you to all sorts of resources for social, health, and financial assistance. The state insurance commissioner, again, today extended his emergency order directing all state-regulated health insurers to make additional coverage changes to aid consumers during the coronavirus pandemic. The order is in effect until March 7th. If this is sounding familiar, it's because the insurance commissioner must renew his order every 30 days. So, to review, insurers must continue coverage for providing telehealth, including video conferencing and phone appointments. They must cover all medically necessary diagnostic testing for flu and other viral respiratory illnesses billed during a provider visit for COVID-19 with no copay, coinsurance, or deductible. And insurers must treat drive-up testing sites for COVID-19 the same as they would treat them as provider visits with no copay, coinsurance, or deductible. Continuing with our state information, the Washington State Department of Health, so state and local health officials, are all urging that sports fans forego any and all in-person Super Bowl parties this weekend in order to combat transmission of COVID-19, especially as more transmissible strains are popping up in our state. For today's vaccine info, Washingtonians can find out if they're eligible for COVID-19 vaccines online at findyourphasewa.org. COVIDvaccineWA.org is also a great source of vaccine information from the State Department of Health. And for Pierce County listeners, you can go to vaxtothefuture.org. That's V-A-X, vaxtothefuture.org. That's the webpage that the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department has for vaccine information in our county. The following health systems and clinics in our region are offering vaccine appointments for eligible individuals: MultiCare, Virginia Mason Franciscan Health, Kaiser Permanente, CMAR, Ording Family Practice, OM Life Health Clinic, University Place Medical Clinic, International Health Community Services, Fred Hutchison, Evergreen Health, and Seattle Children's Hospital. UW Medicine is pausing further vaccine appointments. Anyone who has already made an appointment with UW Medicine will be able to get their dose at that appointment. There are many pharmacies that also have vaccine programs by appointment. These include Safeway and Albertsons pharmacies, Kirk's Pharmacy, Lincoln Pharmacy, and QFC. Now, do note that not every single Safeway, Albertsons, QFC pharmacy will be participating in vaccine programs, so do call or you can find them online. There are community vaccination sites in South King County. These are designed for vulnerable underserved individuals who are residents of South King County. Those centers are at Showare Center in Kent and at the General Services Administration Complex in Auburn. You can go to kingcounty.gov/vaccine or call 206 563-9600 if you would like to avail yourself of those vaccination sites. And again, those are for South King County residents who are over 75 or who do not live independently or are caretakers for someone who cannot live independently and are at high risk for COVID-19. The Puyallup Tribal Health Authority also has vaccines for adult tribal members, PTHA patients, and their adult household members. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department notes that even as demand for vaccines remains very high, supplies remain limited. The department's drive-through vaccine events that have been offered so far are just the beginning, they assure that, and they will be continuing to offer regular vaccine clinics in the coming weeks and months. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department plans to introduce phone registration very soon, as well as access to vaccines for those with limited mobility and transportation across the county. Pierce County residents are urged to follow the department's social media posts and keep an eye on their website, that's tpchd.org, for more opportunities to participate in mobile and pop-up vaccination clinic events. Individuals can also sign up for email notifications in advance of future COVID-19 community vaccine events by going to tpchd.org/notify. Speaking of the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, our regional news is that there were 131 new COVID-19 cases reported today in Pierce County. The two-week COVID-19 case rate per 100,000 people in our county was 337. That's indicative of continued high community transmission of the virus. Starting this weekend, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department will discontinue reporting COVID-19 cases and deaths over the weekend and on holidays. This may mean that Monday's total case rates might appear high since it will include multiple days' worth of data. The Renton-based African Americans Reach and Teach Health Ministry is hosting COVID-19 peer educator training for adults who want to support grassroots efforts in Black and Brown communities around COVID-19 prevention. Online training will take place tomorrow, February 6th, from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For more information, you can call 206-850-2070 or email MaryDH, that's MaryDH, at aarth.org. Pierce County Parks and Metro Parks Tacoma are collaborating to enhance specialized recreation programs in Pierce County for individuals with varying developmental and intellectual disabilities. The Parks Department will host a virtual open house on February 6th at 6 p.m. You can go to piercecountywa.gov/specialized recreation for more information on that and to participate. Starting tomorrow, the Puyallup House of Respect will reopen to visitors. There will be some restrictions in place that will help prevent spread of COVID-19 among residents. Visitors who want to visit a resident's room will need to present a COVID-19 vaccination card that shows their second dose was administered before January 27th. Visitors who are not vaccinated may visit elders in the library of the Puyallup House of Respect. Visitors will be required to wear N95 masks during the entirety of the visit, and elders are also encouraged to wear masks. For reference, 95% of the residents of the House of Respect and the majority of staff have been vaccinated. For anyone who might be experiencing that loss of sense of taste or smell or headaches, cough, you know, all of those symptoms that we've become very familiar with that are indicative of possible infection with the coronavirus that causes COVID-19, there are lots of free testing sites in our region, including at MultiCare, Franciscan, and Kaiser facilities, at Community Healthcare and Seymour Community Health Centers. There's drive-up testing at Cheney Stadium and at the Lakewood State Emissions Testing Center and more. You can go to coronavirus.wa.gov and follow links for Find COVID Testing Near Me for specific locations. In addition to those regular testing locations, they're called static testing locations, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department's mobile testing events during this weekend and next week are as follows. Tomorrow, Saturday, February 6th, the department will be at UW, Tacoma, as well as at Journey Church. On Sunday, February 7th, they'll be at the Center at Norpoint and at Daca Park. On Monday, February 8th, the department will be giving free COVID-19 tests at Fort Steilacoom Park and at the Prairie Ridge Community Center. On Wednesday, February 10th, they'll be at the 6th Avenue Apartments. On Thursday, February 11th, They'll be out in University Place at the West Pierce Fire and Rescue and at Eatonville High School. They'll be back at Eatonville High School on Friday, February 12th, the week from today, as well as at the Pierce County Library, which is located at 3005 112th Street East. For those events through the health department, there's no ID that's required. Tests for COVID-19 are free and open to anyone, and most testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Lakewood Station test goes until 5:30 p.m. if you've got some late hours. You can always check tpchd.org for specifics. Results to those COVID-19 tests are available within 3 to 7 days. Three Walgreens pharmacies are also offering free drive-up rapid antigen testing for people ages 3 and up. In Tacoma, the Walgreens at 3737 Pacific Avenue is offering the drive-up rapid antigen testing for COVID-19. You can pre-register for that testing service at walgreens.com/COVID-19 testing. Well, that draws to a close the KTQA Daily Briefing for today on this Friday, February 5th. Remember, you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma and 211 for Community Resources. If you want to dial our phone number or text us, that's 253-330-8821. And if you missed any part of today's daily briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replay right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org, where there will be clickable links. If you aren't on our email list yet, you can go to ktqa.org/contact and let us know you'd like to be included or offer any feedback you have for us. I wish you all a wonderful, healthy weekend. Talk to you on Monday. The show you just heard was pre-recorded. For more information, go to daily.ktqa.org.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.